Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Beis, and we are in Perek Ha'arel, and again, we thank the sponsors for this month's Shiur and for Chodesh Kislev, in honor of Jonah Kubietzky, in commemoration of his attainment of Shnas HaGvura, by his siblings, Nachman and Elka Kubietzky, Moshe and Arlen Kubietzky, and Avin Chani Greenberg. And we continue now on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, with discussions of Avraham Avinu. That is what we are up to, one line. We are in the sugya of Arel, right? Perek Arel started on Daf Ayin Arel, and we, at the beginning of this parak, are talking all about the halachas of an Arel, and whether he could eat truma, and what are the halachas that we learn from the fact that he is excluded from Karban Pesach, among other kachim, and he can't do the avoda. And we just said yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Bina'a, that an Arel can have the ashes with mixed in with the water, the hazav, the paraduma, sprinkled on him. That's from today's daf. We're going to talk about whether an arel could actually do that hazav. But yesterday we had an arel makabel hazav. How do we know that? We know that from the avos before they crossed the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. As we know, they went into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan. Right. One of the reasons that is also connected to the fact of Shabbos Hagadol. Why is it called Shabbos Hagadol? So the big discussion there is why? Because of the big nays that occurred, that they were mitzuvah to take the sheep of the Egyptians, which were their god, and tie it to their beds, and they did that 4 days before, on the 10th of Nisan, and nobody did anything to them, and that was the big nays. So the big obvious question on that is, so why don't we commemorate the 10th of Nisan when that took place? Why do we commemorate the Shabbos? Instead, it's always Shabbos. It doesn't always work out to be the 10th of Nisan. Sometimes it works out to be the 10th of Nisan, but not always, right? When Pesach is on a Thursday, so that's when it works out. But other than that, it doesn't. So why do we commemorate Shabbos and not the 10th? So one of the answers given, one of the unusual answers, is that, well, if we would commemorate the 10th of Nisan, then people would think it's because that's the day that Am Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. So that's why we dafka don't do it the 10th, we do it the Shabbos, so it's connected, because that year, the 10th of Nisan was a Shabbos, because they went out on a Wednesday night. That was Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then the question just begs itself, so what's so bad about commemorating B'nai Yisrael's going into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th of Nisan? So that we'll have to leave for the Pesach Svarim, but that is one of the suggestions given, but that's the 10th of Nisan when they went in. But based on that math, if they went on the 10th of Nisan, and they all were makriv the Karban Pesach, bismano, on the 14th is when they shechted it on Erev Pesach, and then they ate it that night at the Seder. Then working backwards, they must have gotten their first Hazza'ah when they were all Tamei Meis, as we said yesterday, Rashi and the Ritva in terms of how they were Tamei Meis. So they must have gotten their at least first Hazza'ah when they were still before they got Bris Milah, because they only got Bris Milah the day after they went in. They couldn't get it the day of, because they were exhausted and in danger of the travelings. They got it the next day, and you work backwards, they must have gotten it B'Shas Arlos. Then the Gemara says, maybe they didn't even do Karan Pesach. No, you can't say that. Maybe they were even, was Pesach Abba Betuma? Right? So then, no, you can't say that. Right? Tumah Hucha B'Tzibur was not used there, because it says, Malu V'Tavlu V'Asu B'Shem B'Tara. That is our Mesorah, that you can't rely on that. One could also relate that answer they must have done it B'Tara, to an answer that Rabbi Yosef Engel gives when it comes to Chanukah. And that is, we know the famous question related to Chanukah is, why do you even need the nace of the Pach Shemen? What about Tumah Hucha B'Tzibur? Right? So you only have Tamei oil, so just use Tamei oil. Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Right? So why is that? So the Pnei Yeshua says, you're right, we didn't need it. But Mishum Chavivus HaNeis, Hashem shows us how much He loves us. He gives us an ace that we didn't even need to do, to show us that he has a special relationship with us, and that's exactly what the Yevanim wanted to undermine and to disprove, that we have any type of special relationship. So Hashem Divkadavka did this ace to show us. But the answer of Yosef Engel gives is that when you're starting something new, so then you can't rely on B'dievetz. In general, fine. Every day in the base of Migdash, and there's one year that everybody's Tameh, okay, Tumah Hucha B'Tzibur. But here, they're starting the Avoda again. They haven't done the Avoda in so long. They haven't done the Menorah. So that is why we say, because of that element, because you have to start again, B'Tara, so that is why we needed the nace. That is the answer that Rabbi Yosef Engel gives. But one can relate that to our discussion here, and that is, maybe they did it B'Tumah. No, we have a Masara, they did it B'Tara. Why do we have a Masara, they did it B'Tara? Because again, they're restarting again. They haven't done this in so long. They haven't brought a Karan Pesach in so many years. So maybe that's another reason why they have a Misora, that it must have been done Batara, because you couldn't have relied on the Tumah when it comes to starting again. So that is our Chanukah connection in Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, so now we continue with Amar Rabba, about 10 lines up for the bottom. Amar Rabba by Yitzchak Amar Rav. Lo nitna priyas mila la'avram avinu. Avram Avinu, as we know, got the mitzvah of bris mila. But, says Rav, he did not get the second half of the mitzvah of bris mila, what we call priya. Now, the mitzvah is to cut off the foreskin and then to pull back the part that's left and to uncover the tip of the erva. So, that is that part, that priya, was not given to Avram Avinu. Shene Amar, how do you know? Because it says in Sefer Yehoshua, Bo'esahi Amar Hashem El Yehoshua, Aseh Lecha Charos Surim, Hashem tells Yehoshua Benun, now that you've crossed the Yarden, take out a knife and bemal all of the Jews before they partake of the Korban Pesach, the Gomer. Says the guy, and what is the continuation of the Pasuk say? You have to know that to understand the Limud. Vishuv Mol Es B'nei Yisrael Shenis. And give them bris mila again. So what do you mean, give them bris mila again? Did they have bris mila? Did they not have bris mila? Most of these Jews did not have bris mila. So what do you mean, v'shuv b'nei Yisrael shenis? So it must be a second part, not just mila, but also priya. Says the Gemara, v'dum ha'anach delo mahul. Maybe it's just referring to those who never had mila. Tichziv, kimulim ha'yu kala'am ha'yotzim, v'chol ha'am ha'yilodim v'gomer, didn't have bris mila yet. Who says it's referring to something new? Maybe it's just referring to those people who didn't get bris mila, do bris mila. Imkain my shuv. What does it mean again? So elalav lepriya must be adding on an element, not just mila but also priya. Umay shenis. And what does it mean shenis? It says shuv mol. It's bnei Yisrael shenis. If it's referring to the ones that never got bris mila in the first place, so the Gemara answers laakushe sof mila letchilas mila shenis. It's second because it's compared to the first. We compare the second part of the bris to the first part of the bris, meaning mila and priya are all integral elements of the newly defined mitzvah of mila. Uma tchilas mila ma'akeves af sof mila ma'akvin bo. Just like the beginning of the process, the cutting is ma'akev. You can't have a mila without it. So to this end of the process is ma'akev, the priya. Ditznan eloi tzitzin ha'makvin as a mila, as the Mishnah tells us in Shabbos. There are tzitzin, there are parts of the skin that are ma'akev, if I don't remove them, so then the person is still called an arel, and there are those that are not. What are tzitzin that are ma'akev? Basra chofes, rova atara, even if it's just covering. Even if you cut it, but if it's covering, it still ruins it. Showing me that priya is integral. Veinocha v'tshuma, if you have the flesh that is covering most of the tip of the aver, he's still considered an arel and he can't eat truma. Amar avina v'tamer, avyirmi av'raba, amar rav, basar hachofe ezrov, gova shel atara. So, not just the circumference, but the tip of the atara should not be covered. Good. Tosfos. So Tosfos gets us started in this little sugya over here. Crucial lashonos. Yehoshua ben Nun got priya. He started, that was the mitzvah that was only given to him. Avram Avinu only got mila. Yeshua ben Nun was v'chadish to us priya. We have a principle. Ein navi arashoy l'chadish avar me'anta. We don't have any new mitzvahs from Nevi'im. We have mitzvahs d'Rabbanan from Nevi'im. But we don't have any mitzvahs d'Araisa, right, from Yishayo Anavi, Perek Nun Ches. We learn Onik Shabbos, Kavit Shabbos. But mila, we're learning that there's a new element to mila from Yeshua ben Nun. That can't be, as Tosfos. Umikom akom, well, first of all, Tosfos says, the first half of Tosfos, Avram paramilasa, and Avak Avdalon instava. Well, first of all, Avram did priya, even though he didn't have to, because, as we know, the Gemara says in Yuma, Avram Avinu did all the mitzvahs, even before he was commanded, even Erev Tavshilin, as the Gemara there says. Good, why Dafka is Erev Tavshilin picked? That we mentioned in the past, because Erev Tavshilin is based on the concept of chesed. Eretz Avshilin is based on the principle of guests might come, and therefore Hoil, and that's why I'm allowed to cook now. So it's all about Chesed. That's why Dafka, that's the mitzvah d'Rabbanan that's picked by Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu is all about Chesed. The Meshech Chachla makes that Ha'ara. Masha Eking, when it comes to Yaakov Avinu, what is the Rashi quote in Parshas Vayishlach? Yaakov Avinu was Kava Tchumen. He did the mitzvah of Truman, Erev Truman on Shabbos. Why is that symbolic of Yaakov Avinu? Because Avraham Avinu went out and got the world to believe in God. Yitzchak Avinu was following Avraham Avinu's path. But Yaakov Avinu, we're not going to focus so much on Yitzchak, but Yaakov Avinu, he already had the Shiftei Kah, so his job was now to separate, not just to go out and missionize in terms of monotheism, but in terms of being Kovei Tchumen. These are the Shiftei Kah, and that's it. That's why Tchum is what's emblematic and symbolic of Yaakov Avinu. But anyway, Tosfos continues. Vim Tomar, Tibamas Cholo, Im Lo Nitzna Priyad Yoshua, Hechlen Gamrinan Mine. How could we say that we learned something from Yehoshua? Haksiv Eila Mitzvos, Shein Rashoy Lachadish Avar Me'ata. Nobody's not allowed to come up with new mitzvos. So, answers Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, T'halacha L'moshe Misinaihu. V'yoshua Asmachei Akra. It's a halacha L'moshe Misinai. That is Priya. Right? It's not really learned that from Yeshua. Yeshua was some asmichid to a pasuk, but really it is based on a halacha lamoshe misinai. Right? This is one of the nafkaminas that is used in the sugya that we discussed, Reb Chaim's chiddush about halacha lamoshe misinai. What does Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim says that there are to answer a question, which we're not going to go into the whole sugya again. Reb Chaim says that there are two types of halacha lamoshe misinais that we have. There is a halacha lamoshe misinai that tells you something totally new, totally I would never have known this in a million years. And Moshe Rabbeinu, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe Rabbeinu told it to us. Halacha lamoshe misinai, right, that's one type, right, Sroros, right, you pay chati nezek if a rock goes out from under your shore and kicks, and halacha lamoshe misinai, that's called halacha lamoshe misinai hamichadeshes. But there's another type of halacha lamoshe misinai, and sometimes that could be a machlokes about which type it is. Halacha Moshe Misinai Hamifareshes. Halacha Moshe Misinai that expands a definition of something that I already knew. For example, the Rambam discusses an Arel doing Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Where do we know an Arel is not allowed to do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash from? Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Rambam says you get Malkus for an Arel doing Avoda. How could you get Malkus? You need a Pasuk in Chumash to get Malkus. Hishomer, Pen, Al, or Lo. You need one of those four words. Without it, you don't get Malkus. The Rambam himself explains it. The Rambam says, Arel, harehu kizar. An Arel is a zar. A zar is a pasuk in Chumash that you get now how to do the avoda. So the Rambam, it says, halacha moshe misinai of Arel is expanding our definition of what a zar is. Or rather, what is a Kohen? A Kohen is a circumcised, male, clothed, it could be, clothed, only with a bizvash v'gdeim aleim, kunasam aleim, right? You expand the definition of what is a Kohen and what is a Zar. And that's how you can get Malkus. So here too, Priya. Priya is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Ask the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer asks in the Tshuva, what happens if I forgot to make the bracha of Bris Mila before the Mila? The Mal forgot to make it ala Mila. And after he did the Mila, he says, oh, I forgot to make the bracha. But he still has to do the Priya. So can he make the bracha before he does the Priya? Saying ala Mila. Mila? Is this Mila? This is Priya. It's not Mila. Or do I say no? Once I have the Halacha Moshe Misinai of Priya, now the mitzvah of Mila has been expanded to include two parts, cutting and pulling back. And that's an afkamina. You can still say the bracha because half the mitzvah of Mila has not been done yet. So that's the, again, a big sugya in terms of Ravai and Chutzla Aretz, a number of afkaminas that we've had before. There's what we discussed. Nisach HaMayim, according to one day, has learned that from Halacha Moshe Misinai. So, is somebody chayiv for nisach hamayim if somebody pours water bachutz? Is that an isser with malchus? So again, has the concept of avoda been expanded, or this is something totally new? Right? Halacha Moshe Misinai mechadeshes or mifareshes. The Ramban here also has an important line. The Ramban says, interestingly, it was Halacha Moshe Misinai, but what was the, so? Did Avraham Avinu lemaisa? Did he do priya? Or not? Or was the Halacha Moshe Misinai that will only have to do it when we go into Eretz Yisrael? That's the Ramban's formulation. It was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu just like there are a lot of mitzvahs that we only did once we went into Eretz Yisrael. Most of them are mitzvahs atzilus baaretz. But here's one not. Here's one that Priya is only done when one goes in. And the Ramban has one line there that it's somehow connected to going into Eretz Yisrael. Going into Eretz Yisrael. Whether it's, we have to be, beforehand we were a nation that were traveling by ourselves in the Midbar, minding our own business. All of a sudden now, we have to be megale to the Am and to the world, what type of nation we are. We have to reveal, and that's the message of Priya. We have to reveal our Kedusha to the world now, having Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. That's why Priya is dafka given on the way into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, one final thought, and then we'll continue. The Ben Yehoyada here, relating to what we just said, he says, why wasn't Priya given to Avram Avinu? He says, as the Gemara says, Gadol ha-mitzvah v'yosef mishen ha-mitzvah v'yosef. It's greater to be commanded to do a mitzvah. But we know there's also, as maybe Rav Yosef originally thought, we know that there's also something about not being commanded and volunteering. There's an adifus to that too. I didn't even have to do it, then I did it. I'm a great guy. So there's an element to Gadol ha-mitzvah, and there's an element to Gadol she'ina mitzvah. So that's why says the Ben Yoyada, there's one mitzvah that Avram Avinu, the first Jew, was given partially mitzvah and partially ena mitzvah. So when he does it, he could get the schar for a gadol ha-mitzvah v'yosa, and he could get the schar for a gadol she'ena mitzvah v'yosa. The problem is that Avram Avinu didn't do bris milah until he was commanded. But that's what he suggests. V'yesh yitarn v'she'ena mitzvah, she'eno nimsa b'misha mitzvah v'yosa. L'kach, asa, Hashem Yisbarach shtayim kan. Dala mila tzivahu, k'dei she'ei mitzvah v'yosa, v'la priya lo tzivahu. I'm sorry, I take my problem back. No, the mitzvah of Mila, so you're right, he waited till he was mitzvah. But the Eina mitzvah was later. The Priya, he was never mitzvah. That's why it does fit in. And he gave him one mitzvah, which has elements of both. So that is the Ben Yoyada, right here, the Ben Ishchai. Okay, let us continue now with the bottom of the Amud. Uva Midbar, second to last line. Uva Midbar, my time alo mahul. So why didn't they get bris milah in the Midbar? Right, all those years, Yeshua ben Nun gave them Mila when they came in. Why didn't they just get bris Mila in the Midbar? Two answers. Either they were traveling. When you're traveling, you know, you can get sick, or you're subject to the elements, right? You're not feeling well, so Chol Shadorcha. So that's why he didn't get bris Mila, there. Ask the Velt, ask the Ritva, ask all the Mefarshim and Parsha Shmos. So why was Hashem upset at Moshe Rabbeinu? Right, he was going to kill him, right, by Parsha Shmos. He didn't give bris milah to his son. He was choshed to Urcha. They were traveling. What was the problem? So, says the Ritva right here, right, belongs in the Parsha Shir. He says, V'chitem alam anenash Moshe Rabbeinu al arlas b'no, yishlom alafi shahaya yachol lehis akev, b'makom echad ashi yisrape hanimo. He could have stopped. He had to leave Midian. Hashem says, leave Midian. But he didn't say you have to get to Mitzrayim as quickly as possible. You have to leave Midian right now. So he could have left Midian and then stopped, given the Mila, and then continued. Right? That bought Masha Enkein when it came to the Midbar. We know, Alpi Hashem Yachad, Alpi Hashem Yisod. They had no idea when the Anan was going to leave. So it could be today. It could be tomorrow. They couldn't take any chances. Ain't Somchan Al Anes, even though their whole existence was nice. Right, but they didn't want to rely on it. Chol Shadu Urcha. And therefore, that's why Am Yisrael, in a sense, were in more danger than Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe could have stopped, and Am Yisrael couldn't have. Again, the Gemara discusses this in the Dharam also, about Moshe Rabbeinu stopping. But that's what the Ritva says here. So number one, why didn't they do Bris Mila? Because of Chulsha de Urcha. Number two, V'ibayis Eima Mishum Tulo Nashiv Lehu Rok Tzfonis. There is a healing northern wind, which, along with the sun shining, brings healing elements, and that northern wind did not blow during the years in the Midbar, and that's why, again, it was dangerous, so they didn't give Bris Mila. D'tanya, kol osan avram shana, shahayu yisrael b'midbar, lo nashva lehem ruach tzfonis. Right, the northern wind, northern healing wind, didn't blow. My time, why didn't it blow? Either because they were nizof, they were pushed away and distanced from Hashem. Why? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says the Cheta Egel. Tosfos says no, they were forgiven for the Cheta Egel. It's the Cheta Meraglim. Interesting. What's the Nukudas Machlokas there between Rashi and Tosfos? You could say that the roots of the Cheta Meraglim were in the Cheta Egel. Rashi also knows Chumash, right? So Abba Rashi Dafka says the Cheta Egel. Number one, so either that's why the northern healing wind did not flow. V'vayisema mishum mitalo nivdar anane hakavod. So that the clouds of glory don't dissipate. If the wind would have blown, then the clouds would have gone, and Hashem wanted to keep the anane hakavod around Am Yisrael, so that's why he didn't make the wind blow. Obvious question. So Hashem could have kept the anane hakavod and had the wind blow and not had the cloud, the whole anane hakavod were nisim. What's Hashem? Oh, I couldn't. Couldn't have the wind blow. Ask the Ritva again, the Kasha that the Radak and others ask on Yosef or Yoshua. What do you mean? He didn't have the wind blow, so the Ani HaKavod don't. The Ani HaKavod will need some and it flows. So right, so what's the why is the what's the v'yei shoalim? V'chilo yahaya Hakadosh Baruch Hu yachol hashiv ruach tzonis v'lo livdaran in the akavid ukeshem shelo nitzcha haruach ashan hamaracha. Just like the smoke went straight up and the wind didn't put that out. Yeshlomar delo hayatzot rotz Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasos neis ze shelo litzarech. He didn't want to do an unneeded nace. Okay, so you don't do bris milah for 40 years. 38 years. Right? So, that's an unneeded. Why do you need this nace to be done? The nace of the Ani HaKavod you needed to live. Because you needed to be protected in the Midbar. And therefore you needed the Ani HaKavod. Okay, I also threw in, just for fun, you know, that your shoes grew with you and your clothes don't get worn out and there are no potholes and the mountains were flattened. That goes along with the Ani HaKavod. But the basic Ani HaKavod, you know, I needed for your protection. So snakes and scorpions, v'chulu. But that's not called Shalol Tzarech. That's what he's assuming. But this Nates is Shalol Tzarech. So you don't have to do Bris Mila. Kiva, the Dina de Araisa, de Mila, Efshar l'shahosa. Right? You can wait. V'makam sakana. V'koshikin kilachash. And Izofim, la Yeruyin, lasos imam neis kazeh. And throw this also with the other answer, that if they wouldn't Izofim, so that's why it wasn't done. Meaning, Hashem doesn't do a neis just to allow you to do a mitzvah bishlei musa. You think about that, so that's exactly another message of Hanukkah, and that is Hashem Dafka didn't have to do the neis, but he Dafka did the neis to allow us to do a mitzvah bishlei musa. That was the godless of the neis of Hanukkah. We didn't need it. But Hashem wanted to give us the opportunity to do a mitzvah bishlei musa behidura, and that's why he did it. And that's Dafka why he didn't do an neis then, because we didn't need it. That's the usual rule, that we don't need an neis in order to be allowed to do a mitzvah. That is just one. Once we're in the discussion, I just mentioned this in Navi Shir about Hashem yesterday. Although we just finished Sefer Yoshua, those who want to join, feel free to join. But Hashem was starting Shoftim within the coming days. But on that nace that the Ritva mentions, that the nace of the smoke going straight up and the rain didn't put it out, that was also not in the Midbar, but we know that was also in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the 10 nisa mentioned in Pirkei Avos that occurred every moment in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Chaim Yivalazhin, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos and the Ruach Chaim, tells us that every single one of those nisim had a message for us. A woman didn't miscarry from the smell of the meat, and there was no bugs, and everybody nobody complained that it was too crowded. All of the nisim. So one of them was this one, that the smoke didn't go out. Right? It rained, but the fire didn't go out. V'lo kabu ha-gashamim eish al gabe ha-ma'aracha. What's the message? Says the Ruach Chaim. The Nefesh HaChaim. Laharos lanu. Ki ha-adam ha-kavua ba-avoda. Lo yashuv mipnei kal. Somebody's doing a mitzvah, somebody's doing a vodas Hashem, you're on fire. You could have all the rains in the world that are trying to put you out. He says, no, you light, keep going bright. Keep lighting, keep on fire, and don't let any rains of the world push you down or be mafriya your mitzvah, right? Like the first tour in Aruch Chaim, right? We shouldn't be embarrassed in front of the mal'igim, those who make fun of us and doing mitzvahs. Obviously, it means we have to be worried about merci kiyura, but in general, in the sense of doing a mitzvah, we can't be embarrassed of doing a mitzvah. We can't let the rain put out our fire of avodas Hashem whenever we do the mitzvah. And that's what he says here. Then he gets into, a lot of times we have good excuses. That's the rain that we put on our mitzvahs. We have to make a living, and we have to do this, and do that. We have no time to learn. So he says, don't let the fire get put out. And you can put this together with a kutzker, beginning of Parsha Sav. Eish tamid. Tukad al mizbeach lo sichba. Oh, have it eish tamid. You got to have a fire always on your mizbeach lo sichba. Got to quote the kutzker and Efchaim Yivalazhin in the same pasuk. Same vart. Okay. We continue. Okay, there's more here, but we'll continue. If we have the time at the end, we'll come back to the top tosis, which talks about the Genusan Shel Am Yisrael. But let's continue now. Let's get back to Maseches Yevamos. Says the Gemara, actually not yet. Amar Papa, Hilkach, Yoma De'ivav, Yoma De'shusa Lo Ma'alinan Bei. Because this is an issue, if it's a Makam Sakana, in the Midbar, they didn't do the Bris Milah because of Sakana. So too you should know, says our Papa, if it's a cloudy day, or the like, Yom HaDeshusa, a Yom that the southern wind is blowing, don't do Mila, it's dangerous. It's dangerous to do Mila on those days. Velo Misuch Rinan Bay, and you don't bloodlet on those days either, because it's dangerous, as they thought in the days of old, bloodletting was healthy. V'ha'idna, we never check the weather on the morning of a bris today, right? It can be pouring animal, do a bris mila. So nowadays, we do bris mila always, no matter what the weather is, because shomer psoim Hashem, as we've had this twice already in this Masechta, in terms of mu'uberes, in terms of other cases, we discussed this a little bit by Katlonis, but shomer psoim Hashem. Good. Tana Rabbana, which means everybody is willing to take a basic risk, certain low-level risk, in terms of being involved in a certain action that is considered normal and accepted behavior by people out there in the world. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Kolos and Arbaim Shana Shabbat Yisrael Bamidbar. Lo Haya Yom Shalom Nashva Baruch Tzvonis. Bachatzi Halayla. Every night, even though the Ruach Tzvonis didn't blow normally during the day, it blew at Chatzos. Blew mamish at Chatzos. Shnei Amar Vayhi Bachatzi Halayla Vashem Hikol Kol Bechor. V'gomer. How do you know it from that pasuk? My Talmuda. Hakamash V'lon De'Eis Ratzon Milsehi. Exactly at that moment was an Ace Ratzon, but Israel were saved from the firstborns, who were the ones that used to torture them. So that shows that Chatzos is an Ace Ratzon. So that's why every Chatzos in history is an Ace Ratzon, right? That concept of davening at Chatzos, the concept of David HaMelech waking up at Chatzos, the Gemara describes in Brachas to daven and to learn. So it was always, that's why even in the Midbar, it was blue at night. You can't do Bris Mila then, because you can't do Bris Mila at night. But the Ruach Tzvonis blew at night. Period. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, back to Mila, Nida Yoradea, Rei Samach Dalet. Amar Rav Huna, Dvar Torah, Mashuch. Now we're going to talk about a Mashuch. This parak is about RL, right? An uncircumcised individual. What about if somebody was circumcised, but Mashuch, it got pulled over the Mila. So Dvar Torah, Mashuch, Ochel B'Truma. A Mashuch can eat Truma. Mida oraisa umi devrayim gazru olav ebnei shenirik ka'arel. If somebody's foreskin somehow, either because of his weight or because of a sickness, whatever the reason is, it got pulled back over, so it looks like priya wasn't done. Maybe it even looks like mila wasn't done. Mida oraisa, says Rav Huna, he's still called a mahol. Mida rabbanan, he looks like an arel. Not that anybody sees it, but just me inherently, because he's near a ka'arel, so that is why he should do mila before he partakes of truma. Okay, let's continue first, and then we'll see an important taz. Meisve, is this really true that a mashuch is only possible to rabbana? And the Tosefta says in Shabbos, matzruch tzarach sheyimo. Mashuch has to get mila. No, midrabanan. Utkari la maikari la. What was the havamina? Hatsarach tani. Tsarach sounds like drabanan. It doesn't say he is an RL. It says he needs to do mila, which sounds like a drabanan requirement. Katai b'seifa. Now the question, we made a mistake based on the next line of the Tosefta. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yamol. Peter said, no, don't do mila to a mashuch. Mipnei shesakana hilo. It's dangerous. It's dangerous to do mila to pull it back. Right, and that's why he says not to do it. Right, Rashi says Shema Yatza Krushavcha. You might cut in the wrong place and make him into a Krushavcha, as we've described already in the Masechta. So Amrulah, they're about to say back to him, no. Varbe harbe malu vime ben kuziba. Many people get bris mila in the days of ben kuziba, which was the real name of Bar Kochva, 150 years after the Churban Abayis. Not even right, a little bit after the Churban Abayis. V'holi du banu ubanos, and they had kids. So you see, they didn't become Krushavchas. So the Rabbanan say, it's not dangerous. Look, everybody did it. Shenemar, himol yimol afilu mea pamim. Do mila even if it's 100 times. V'yomer esbisiei farla rabo says amashuch. So you see, it's based on psukim. So before we finish the question, we say, my v'omer, what do you need both psukim for? V'chite mahay yimol yimol rabo season of makmanas amila. If you want to say the first positive, it's just referring to someone who never really did mila well in the first place. So you have to go back even for any tzitzin that are ma'akev. Tashmas, brisiei farla rabo says amashuch. Right, so you get the impression they're quoting psukim that it's a din d'oraisa. That's why we ask the question of Mashuch on Rav Huna, who said it's only a psul d'rabanan. So who savar mitakar nasiv lo hashas kra d'oraisahi? The questioner thought because psukim are quoted that it's a din d'oraisa that Mashuch is a problem, meaning you could have done mila, but then you could ruin your status. Midaraisa, Vilohi, Midarabanan across Mahtabi Alma. Really, it's a Dindarabanan. On a Daraisa level, he is ready, called a Mahu. Let's continue a little bit, and then we'll get back to Bar Kochva. Again, Meisfei. We continue now. Says the Gemara again, another Kasha we're going to have on Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that a mashach is only a problem midrabanan, midoraisa. Someone who has their mila covered is midoraisa because they're mahu. Meaning, he's already had a maisa mila once in his life. Lumdus wise, you can think about it. Why is he so called an RL? Physically, maybe you could say it's like he used to be. Maybe it's just like it was. Do we say that all you need is one maisa mila to be called in mahul? Or do we say that even if you're not a, you might be an, could you have an RL? Is he for sure not called an RL? Could he be an RL without having a chiv? It's an interesting discussion to think about. Is it something physical? Is it something halachic? But that's this discussion of mashach only being a problem on a derabanan level. So Meisve says the Tosefta again. Tumtum in ochal betruma. A tumtum. We had tumtum already. We said Avram and Sarah were tumtumim, right, in the previous, in Parakabal Yevimta. So tumtum in ochal betruma. A tumtum, someone who his makom erev is covered up. You're not sure if he's a male or a female. Right, it's covered up. Ein ochel b'truma. He cannot eat truma. We'll have to see why he can't eat truma. Pashtus, because maybe he's a male and he doesn't have a bris milah. So he's a suffix RL, a tumtum. Nasha v'avada v'ochlin. But his wife and kids could eat. Wife and kids could eat. Right, we'll have to see why. Mashuch. V'nolad kishuhu mahul a mashuch. Or a baby born with a bris milah hare elu ochlin. So you see, a mashuch can't eat. Androgynous with both. Ochel betruma ve'ein ochel bekachim. He can't eat kachim. Which type of kachim can he eat? Kachi kachim. Because maybe he's a female. And a female cannot eat kachi kachim. Tumtum eino ochel lo betruma ve'lo bekachim. And then the Tosefta repeats. A tumtum cannot only eat, not eat truma, but he cannot eat kachim. So what do you see in this price? A ketani mihas mashuch ve'nolak shumal hare elu ochlin. A mashuch is allowed to eat. Tiyufta d'ravuna tiyufta. It's a kasha on Ravuna. Ravuna says he cannot eat. Right, Kasha. Rashi quotes another girsa that this brisa is a raya to Rav Huna, not a kasha on Rav Huna. Because the understanding would be, you see, this is all talking about on a daraisa level. On a daraisa level, you see, he can eat. Rav Huna says on a daraisa level, he can't eat. So Rashi has two dayas, whether it's really a tufta or it is a siyata, and Rashi likes the other daya. Rashi likes the other opinion that it is a proof to Rav Huna. Rashi says, on the fifth to last skinny line, v'hi nireis ikker. I like the other day. Okay, let's stop there for a minute. Just go back. Just read see if we get to the Taz. One Rambam. The Rambam talks about Bar Kochva in one place that we remember. Bar Kochva he talks about in the end of Mishnah Torah, in Sefer Malachim. The Rambam there, as I mentioned before, his real name was Ben Kuziba. Rabbi Akiva gave him the name Bar Kochva based on the Pasuk in Parshas Balak, Darach Kochav Miyakov. A kochav, a star, has gone out from Yaakov. Rabbi Akiva really thought he was the Mashiach. That's what he thought. And we've mentioned in the past, we've connected this to Rabbi Akiva's general optimistic attitude. And that is, Rabbi Akiva was always the one who saw the cup half full. The end of Makkos, he sees the cup half full, right? He's laughing while everybody else is crying. And by the Seder, they all go to Bnei Brak, because Rabbi Akiva is the Rav there, and they want chizik from him throughout. We find Rabbi Akiva at the end of his life, he's like, I've waited to this moment all my life, and finally I'm being Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So to hear, one could say that he was mistaken, he was wrong. But when he thought it might be Mashiach, Rabbi Akiva was ready. He was ready to get it back, he was Mashiach. And in the end of Sefer Malachim, where the Rambam talks about the signs for Mashiach, he says, "Al yala al daitecha, shemelach Mashiach tzarach lasos osos imovsim." Don't think that the Melach Mashiach has to do miracles. Umechadish dvarim baolam, o mechayim mesim, vechayosi bedvarim elu, shatipshim omrim. Don't think he has to do tchias amesim or other things. Ein hadavar kain, not true. Shaharei, how do I know this? Shaharei Rabbi Akiva, chacham gadol mechachmei mishne haya. Rabbi Akiva knew the halacha. He knew what the signs for Mashiach was. V'hu aya nosei kelev shel ben kuziba hamelech. And he was the nosei kelim. He was the carrier of the weapons of ben kuziba. V'hu aya omer alav shehu hamelech ha-mashiach. V'dima hu v'chochach v'doro shehu hamelech ha-mashiach ad sheneherag ba'avonos. Till he was killed. Right? And then they realized he wasn't Mashiach. You can't be Mashiach if you're not alive. Right? That's what the Rambam says. Kivan sheneherag noda she'eino Mashiach. They never asked him miracles, right? Because they didn't perform miracles. So you see, a Melech Mashiach doesn't have to be, he has to be somebody who is a Tabar Chacham, who brings everybody back to Torah and mitzvos v'chulu. And this is the Iker of the Torah. the chulo. And then the Rambam continues and says, "Vim yamon melech beis David, if a melech comes and he's hoge b'torah, va'osik b'mitzvahs k'david aviv, and he brings everybody back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he inspires a great kirov movement, and he continues b'chari hu b'cheskas shu mashiach im asav itzliach v'nisach, and then if he continues." He has a cheskas mashiach if he's makariv everybody and he continues. If he then continues and then beats all the other nations of the world and wipes out Amalek, then he's not only becheskas mashiach, he's bevada mashiach. Right? But if not, then not. And then, if you look in the regular Rambams that we've had for 800 years, the Rambam ends. If you look in the Frankel Rambam, there's about 15 more lines. Right? In the Frankel Rambams all about the Yeshu and Muhammad. Right, as those lines were censored out for over the years. But if you look in the Rambams that we have, he says, Av Yeshu Anotzri, Shadima Shahi Mashiach, Venerag Vebezdin, Kavar Nisnaba Bo Daniel, Vechiye Mishal Godom Yizeh, continues, then he has one line about, he says, Vechol Rama Elu Shal Yeshu Anotzri, Shal Yizeh HaYishmaeli, Shomar Acharav, Einon, what's the point of them? If they were all false, why did Hashem give them to us? Nisyonos, Elo Liyasher Derech Lamelech HaMashiach, Ulasaki Nisolam Kulo Lavodas Hashem Biyachad. It's all part of the divine plan. We don't understand how exactly, but it's all part of the divine plan, the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam talks about Bar Kokhba, who's mentioned here, that during the time of Ben Kuziba, they were Meshuchim, and they all pulled it back, and they were able to have children. Okay, let's continue. The Taz, just look at the Taz in Siman Reish Samach Dalet, if we don't get to talk about it, talks all about Mashach, Daraisa Drabanan, an important Taz. I could look there in Reish Samach Dalet, Os Tes in the Taz. Biter. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Amar Mar, Tumtum Eino Ochot, Betruma Nasha Avadav Ochlin, Nasha Latumtum Minale. So ask the Gemara, how could a Tumtum have a wife? Right, a tumtum, you don't know if he's a male or a female. So what do you mean his wife could eat truma? So ilema the kaddish, if you say that he went over and he was makadish someone. Detanya, tumtum shekiddish kiddush of kiddushin. Right, if a tumtum acts like a man and is makadish a woman, you have to be choshish for his kiddushin. Niskadish, if he acts like a woman and accepts kiddushin, kiddush of kiddushin also works. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. So we're always machmir. Emar da amar lechumra, lekula miyamrinan. We don't know if he's a man or a woman. So you have to be machmir, but you're not mekel to allow his, in quotes, wife to eat truma. Safig ishahu, vein isha mekadeshes isha. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaya, so what's the case of the Braisa that a tumtum's wife can eat truma? So Amar Abaya, really, kisha beitzav nikaras mi bachutz. Really, he's a male. Really, you could see part of his aver is out, not his aver, part of his basim are out, and therefore he's a male, you just haven't finished the job, his aver is still mechuse. So therefore, he is not fully mahul, but he's enough to be considered a male that his wife could eat truma. Tosfos says, right here, how is that possible? V'yim tomar. How could he eat his wife if he, let's say he's not a bas bia, he's not a ben bia, so he's not a real marriage, how could he do it? Tosfos says, because he is ra'ui likroa, because he has the potential, you know what he is, you haven't finished the job, that's enough. What if an aro gets married? Right, we mentioned before, an aro gets married, same kind of thing. Right, into bris mili, that's a he can't eat, but his wife might be able to eat truma. So, Rava Amar, different answer. My nashav, emo. What does women, wives here mean? No, that means his mother. His mother. Meaning, his mother, if his mother, let's say, is a Bas Yisrael Lakoen, and the Tumtum is the child, so this Tumtum allows her to eat Truma. So ask the Gemara, emo Pshita, why would you have thought otherwise? We've learned the past couple of Dafim, that in the last Parak, that any child. So Ma the Tema, Molin Ma'achil, Shein Molin, Eino Ma'achil, Kamash Malan. You might thought, if he can't have kids, he can't be Ma'achil. Kamash Malan, he can. Period. Next, getting back to Rav Huna's Shita. Remember, Rav Huna said, Mashach is a psul d'rabanan. So, tumtum, eino ocha lo b'truma v'lo b'kachim. So, remember the last line of the Braisa repeated. The first line said, a tumtum can't eat truma. This last line says he can't eat truma again, and kachim. So, bishlam ala abaya, according to Abaya, who says that he's really a zachar, tana resha arel, vada evatani seifa, safik arel. The Reishi is Vadai a male, and Ivadi does not have bris mila yet. So that's the two lines of Tumtum in the Braisa. The first is about a Vadai RL, the second is a Safig RL. Elo l'Rava, Tumtum to save Alamali, but according to Rava, we're really, it's talking about the mother, right? And according to Rava, it's talking about a regular Tumtum. So then, what's the second line? My Tumtum RL. V'hashta safik aralo achil, vadi aral achil. So what do you need both lines for? So where it says, ma tam kamar, you're right, the first, last line is explaining the first line. Ma tam tumtum in ochel b'tshuma, mipnei shesafik aralhu, v'aral, in ochel lo b'tshuma v'lo b'kachim. Read it as one big statement. Period. Lema kitanoi. So let's say this issue, beginning back to Rav Huna, of mashuch is a machlokes tanoim. Right? Rashi says in the second to last line, Nemeka tanoi, milsa de Rav Huna, tanoi hi, I mashuch de oraisa o drabanan. Whether mashuch is a daraisa or and if there's a sheet out there that says it's a daraisa, so now we have lumdus in front of us. Right? Mila was done, and now Mila's covered up. So what's the nekudas machlokes? Where physically a maisa mila was done, covered up now, what's the machlokes? Food for thought. So, lema katanoi, mashuch, the gershon is gair kshu mahul. And a ger that converted when he already had a mila. V'katan sha'avers mano. And a katan who didn't get bris mila in his proper time. V'shar kol hani molim la'asuye. And what does that include? La'asuye mishi yeshlo shte arlos. Someone who has two arlos. Two foreskins. How do you have two foreskins? So Rashi here says, double foreskin on one aver. Right, double foreskin. You see on the side it says, look at Rashi and Shabbos Kuflamet. Hey, Rashi there, and the Meiri quotes that here too. Maybe it means there was some type of mutation and sickness that he has two avers with two avers and each one has a foreskin. So, again, Rachman al-Islan, it should never happen, but in questions of conceptual analysis, so somebody has bris mila to one of his foreskins. Is he a mahol? Is he an arel? Again, it's a litmus test to see. But either way, all these people, ain't any mola mela bayom. Tanakama says, all these people, the one that's born for us is mashuch, needs mila bayom. Says, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon Omer, all depends. Bizmano, ain't any mola mela bayom. If you're doing the mila bizmano, then you need bis mila bayom. Shelo bizmano, the ones that are being done, shelo bizmano, Nimolin bayom ubalayla can be nimol bayom ubalayla. So what's the nekudas hamachlokas about? So the bismana shlo bismana we know is going on the child that didn't get bris mila bisman, and the gershon is gayek shumahol. That's also not bismalo or others. So, but what's this machlokas about? Machlokas also about mashuch. So my lab akamiflagi. The mar savar the tanakama holds mashuch da oraisa. One the tanakama holds that mashuch is da oraisa. Umar savar mashuch da rabbanan. Blaz Reb Shimon holds that mashuch is rabbanan, and that's the machlokas whether it's bayom or not. So says the Gemara, meaning whether it's a real mila. So the tizbra, 1 second. Katan shavers mano mikel mandabra da rabbanan. 1 second, the cousin that just didn't get bris in time. That's for sure daraisa. That's for sure you have to do bayom. That's so, what do you mean? That's, so, what are you talking about? That's not derabanan. So, ela dekuli ama mashuk derabanan. So forget it. Rav Huna is right. Everybody agrees that mashuk is only a problem mi derabanan. Mi daraisa mashuk is called mahul and can eat truma. Vikatan sha'avars mano daraisa. And a katan's mila is for sure daraisa. If you're doing it on day 15. The Ahachabaka Miflagi. The machlokas here is about the following drasha. Mar Savar Darshinon Ubayom. One says we darshin the Vav. Ubayom. Right, it could have just said Bayom Ashmini. What's the Ubayom? To teach me even Mila Shalobizmana is done, must be done by Yom. And Rashi says, and Mashuch is Kein de Oraisa Tikun. You don't really need it, but it's Kein de Oraisa Shalobizmana, and that's why it also needs to be by Yom. Umar Safar lo darshin ubayom, and the other opinion says you don't darshin ubayom. You don't learn from there. Rashi, v'lo gamrinan minei katan sha'avres man uvenimo afila balayla v'kol shekein mashuch. You'd be able to do it at night if it's done shelo bismano. Ki hadi Yosef Rabbi Yochanan. Similar discussion of the vav by an ubayom. The following machlokas about a totally different context. Ki hadi Yosef Rabbi Yochanan v'kadarish nosar. Nosar. If a carbon becomes nosar, and I have a mitzvah to burn it that day. What if I don't burn it that day, but I wait 3 days? So nosar, bismano eno nisraf ela bayom. Bismano is only burnt that day, during the day. Shalom bismano nisraf bein bayom be balayla. But shalom bismano, if I wait 3 days to burn my nosar, it's only, I could burn it even balayla. Right? And that's it says also by nosar, it has the vav, u bayom. Right? That's when I burn it. Period. The esvei. Asli, let's continue the whole conversation and then we'll come back. V'yesei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yochanan, who held that Nosa can be burned by Laila when it's Shalom Bismano, Ein li ela nimo lishmini, she'ei nimo ela bayom. I only know that if you get Bris Mila on day 8, it's bayom. Minayin l'rabos l'tishla asol l'achadasor l'shtem asor. How do I know that you have to do even Shalom Bismano's Mila during the day? Tamalomar u bayom. You know, from Ubayom. The Afila Laman de lo darish vav. And even if you say the vav is not teaching me something there, vav vehei darish. But a vav and a hey, you would darshan. And by nosar, it says vav and a hey. Right? It says, where's the pasuk? Right? Rashi quotes it. That Rashi quotes vehanosar. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan, how can you say nosar? Shalom bezmano is balayla. Right? It should be vehayom, even bayom. So Ishtik Rabbi Yochanan did not have an answer, or he didn't answer him. Better. Basar did nothing. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish. When Rabbi Yochanan, when he left, when the Ben Pedas, when the questioner, when Rabbi Lazar left, Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, his brother-in-law, Chavrusa Talmud, Ra'isi the Ben Pedas, Yoshi Vidarish, Kemoshi Vivia Gvura. Did you see Ben Pedas that are sitting there and he thinks he's Moshe Rabbeinu? Meaning, what kind of question was this that he just asked me? He says, well, what's he quoting for? He's making up his own svaras, making up his own drushes. That's just the lashon that he meant, because this was a Talmud of his. So, Amar Le'er Reish Lakish, no, di dehi. No, he didn't make this up. Masisi, he's quoting a brisa. Rabbi Yochanan's like, really? I didn't know this was a brisa. Hey, Chatonale, where is that brisa? He says, Betoras Kohanim. It's a medrash on Vayikra. Nafak, Rabbi Yochanan did not know the Betoras Kohanim. Nafak, he went out, Tanya, Betzlasa Yomi. He spent the next 3 days learning it by heart. The Svara, Betzlasa Yarchi. The next 3 months learning about the Svaras about it. Anyway, so you see that, the Midrashim weren't all known at that time also. Rabbi Yochanan didn't know it. He knew Shas, but he didn't know Torah's calling him. So also, you learn a lot from that last line. First you gotta learn everything by heart, and then you gotta learn it all, you know, be'iyun. Right? So he learned it for 3 days, he knew it, and then, Monachla Bakista, and then he focused on it. Tosfos here on top asks a question that is dealt with mostly in Kiddushin, and that is, if you say meal is only by Yom, so why do we need a special pasuk in Kiddushin to teach me that women are not chayavos in Mila? Why don't you just say, it is a mitzvah aseh shazman grama? Why don't you say that? So Tosfos here says, it's a machlokes tanoim. So we need that makar according to the other shita. Wow. Right? So Mila is not a zman grama according to some shitas. Right? Fine. All the other shitas in Kiddushin, Adaf Chavtes, they ask the same kash and they give other answers. Well, maybe it's not called a zman grama because there's a starting time, there's just no ending time. That's Tosfos. Or the Tosfos Rid there says, well, the mitzvah doesn't only include the act, but it includes in his lashon the hisaskus. It's all, everything getting ready for the mila. It's the getting the moel and getting everything ready. It's the hisaskus. And that's, you know, you're working on that yom ha'vaila until the bris mila. That's the Tosfos Rid. The Ritva there says, very crucial, he says, maybe the whole pter of zman grama only applies when it's a mitzvah shebegufo. A mitzvah that only involves you and you have to do it. But here the mitzvah involves someone else. And therefore maybe it's not a zman grama. And this is, the Minchas Chinuch uses this ritva to explain also about Shemitah. Shemitah, he says, maybe Shemitah is a zman grama. Shouldn't women be pturas from Shemitah, from the mitzvah saseh? There are some malachas that aren't included in the lo saseh. Only in the mitzvah saseh. So the lo saseh is obviously women are included. But what about certain mitzvahs that are only in Shemitah's karka, only in the saseh? So says the Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Yud Beis, Oz Gimel. Maybe it's like this ritva. Because here it's not just a mitzvah shebegufa that only involves you. It has to do with the land also. And therefore, maybe it's not a regular case of a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. Tosfos also here discusses, bayom, Tosfos here shalo. The im tomar, important Tosfos. You don't think it's important until Rabbi Yosef Engel says it's important. It says, the im tomar, we darshin from that extra ubayom, we darshin that you don't burn it on yontif. You have to wait till the next day of yontif, right? No, sir, on the first day of yontif, you have to wait till the weekday. So you have to wait an extra day. So what do you mean? So you know, bismano is already the next day. Says Tosfos, because you can't burn it on the day of Yontif, so the following day is already defined as Bismano. In other words, Tosa says, if you have a Zman that you're supposed to do something, and halachically you can't do it, so you push it off to the next day. So, is that called Zmano, or is that called Shalom Bismano? Tosa says, the pushed off day is called Bismano. Right? So let's say you have a suffix. I'm just extending Tosa's. What do you have a suffix when you're supposed to do Bris Mila? Right, it's Friday night, you're not sure when the baby was born, Friday or Shabbos, so when do we do the Bris Mila? Sunday. Right, because you're not sure. So in some sense, it's for sure not day 8, but it might be in some sense considered Bismano, because that's when Halacha says you're supposed to do it. And Rabbi Yosef Engel and Asvin Darais and Klal Chaveis goes through, Kedaka Bakodesh, 20 sources, but this is the first one, this Tosfos is the first one. When you have a Zman to do a mitzvah, and halachically you can't do it at that Zman, So we bump it off, and definitionally, the new time is called Bismano. That's what Tosfos says right here. This is his first raya to that principle. Okay, let's just do one more minute. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Arel. So what do we have yesterday's daf? In Arel, kid gets sprinkled on, right, by the Hazah of the Paraduma. Can an Arel do the sprinkling? Arel Shehiza, this parak is about Arel, everything he could do. Arel Shehiza Haza Asok Sheira, yes, and Arel could do the Haza'ah. Midi Dahavi, that's full yom, just like it's full yom. A full yom, somebody who's waiting to go to be Tahar tonight. Sha'av Abisha Asa B'Truma, Kasher B'Para. Just like a full yom cannot eat Truma, and yet he's allowed to do the Avodah of the Paraduma. As we know, we Dafka get a full yom to do it, right, to go against the Tztukim. So, a full yom can't eat Truma, and yet he can do the Avodah. So to an Arel. So as the Gemara Malo Tful Yom Shekein Mutter B'Meiser, 1 minute, but Tful Yom can eat Meiser, Meiser Sheini, Mashein Kein and Arel can't. Atu Anan Lachila Kamrinan. Who cares about a difference on the eating level? Anan L'Negia Kamrinan. We're talking about touching, right? Hazaa Shehiza. So say it the following: Umat Tful Yom Sheaser B'Negia De Truma Mutter B'Para. A Tful Yom who cannot touch Truma and yet could do the avoda of the Paraduma. Arel shemutter benegiya, ain't no din shemutter bepara. And Arel, surely, who could touch, surely should do it. And Tanya Nami Hachav, you also learned it in a brisa. Arel shehiza hazaso ksheira, umaisa hayevech shiru chacham hazaso, and the chachamim even matured it. One more section. Meisve, let's get a kasha on this, whether an Arel is allowed to. Tumtum shekideish. We're comparing now two parts of the avoda of Paraduma. Number one, the sprinkling. Number two, putting the ashes into the water. That's the kideish. We're comparing the two. There it is. An Arel is possible to do it. He's either a man or a woman, and a woman can do it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that Nisha cannot. Baktani miha, Arel, the suffix, Arel, possible, milakadish. Kasha, we said an Arel can do the avoda. So Gemara could have answered maybe two different types of the avoda. But the Gemara did not answer that. We're assuming that it's the same. Kidesh and Azah. So Amar of Yosef, Hai Tana Devei Rabbi Akiva Hi. Demai Bilei Lo Arel Ketame. Rabbi Akiva would say an Arel can't do it. Tatani Rabbi Akiva, Omer Ish, Larabos Ha'arel. So Rabbi Akiva says it's a problem, but Rabbi Elazar says that it is not a problem. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And tomorrow, we'll get into Katan and Balmum and other issues that come up with Hazah. Parsha Shir is tonight. Parsha Shir is tonight. Beth Hashem, pre-Hanukkah Parsha Shir.